Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We're back to one.
Well, everybody's trying to adjust, I think.
I think that's true. Last week, I know I was the one that was at fault, so we'll try and give it a few more minutes.
Okay.
We can combine the two Reef classes today anyway for tomorrow night.
Okay. Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join us in saying the Koach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadik. Habel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Acharenu, No Ra, Kufre Shayim, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamrim. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sipkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, Lechata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Dchilu Dchilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yudhei B'vavhei B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenanehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekudsha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Olayu kishot biyobada tikshot Beleila mila bialma divaye barnash Bedashya leya mineya ulan haga Beyakalana dehakulu ovada Big shot inun wicko light series. The alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only the one pasuk that we study that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Israel untati vushakan ta'ta v'lo yergas og v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ta'asher barishona. We're going to connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Ezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pele heila nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a yo reta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo ashila me yo he. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he te an he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo tsala me re he, he yo yo me me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he ke he wa. Nu yo he ash he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nuko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he ta la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka to a ta a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 12th day of Adar Bet, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rabbi Moshe Langer, known as the fifth Stretinger Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Strashon of Vilna, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, say the Shema Yisrael at this point. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We'll now connect to the Esser Deep Roots. We get to say an additional Hashem Yichud because we've grounded all the excess energy when we said the Brook Shem is part of the Shema. Hashem Yichud Kud Shabari Hu Ishkin Te Bidkilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Leakta Lashem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Vayedaber Elohim et kol hadevarim Ha'ele lemor Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi'beit avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim, ol panai lo ta'ase lecha pesel. We're called to Muna asher b'shamayim, mi'ma'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim. Mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachawe lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana loked awom abot al ba'anim al shileishim V'yal ribeim l'shonai v'yosef esed la'alafim la'havai u'som u'shom rachrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'shav ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lakadsho sheishet yamim tavod v'asita kol melachtecha v'yom hashvi'i shabbat lashem elohecha Lo tase kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamacha uchemtecha v'girecha asher bisharecha. Ki sheshet yamim masa. Hashem et hashamayim. Ve'et haaretz et hayam ve'et kol asher bam. Vayanach ביום השביעי, על כן בירך השם את יום השבת, ויקד שהוא. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, למען יאריכון ימיך על האדמה, אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך. Lo tirtach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo taneh bereacha, ad shakir, lo tachmod, beit reecha. Lo tachmod, arishet reecha, v'avdo v'amato, v'shoro v'chamoro, with all asher l'reecha. And now for the abridged Kaddish, we will use as an elevator to elevate to the level of the class for tonight. It gadal, it kadash me'rabah. And we all say amen. Be'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chayecho nev'yomecho nev'chaye dekol beit Yisrael. Ba'gala v'izman kariv yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shimei v'kudsha. Leila min kol birkata v'shirata v'tushvechata v'nechemata da'amiran. Be'alma yehesh lama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our handout for tonight is the writings of the Ari on the parasha of Tzav. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Tzav. There's only one link. Its title is Burned Again. Kabbalah teaches how the priestly garments transcend the power of the hair of Esau. And God spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. As an aside, the burnt offering is the olah offering. The burnt offering, everything, every part of the animal, or every part of the bread is burned on the altar until it is nothing but dust and ashes. During that burning, the aroma, the smell of the burning flesh of the animal rises up to Hashem and demonstrates his pleasure in that smell. The burnt offering itself shall remain where it is burned upon the altar all night until the morning, while the fire on the altar is kept going on it. The priest shall put on his linen garment and shall put his linen breeches on his flesh. And he collects the ashes to which the fire has reduced the burnt offering on the altar and place them beside the altar. He shall then take off his garments and put on other garments and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. In this passage, which opens this week's Torah reading, the Torah describes the mitzvah known as lifting up the ashes. This is one of the first things done in the daily temple service. After the fire on the altar had been burning the sacrifices all night, in this ritual, the priest would collect a certain amount of the ashes on the top of the altar and place them on the ground next to the altar. These ashes would be absorbed into the ground on the spot. This was done every morning. In addition, whenever the ashes on the altar accumulated, such that there was no more room for the wood, the priest would collect these ashes and take them outside the camp, or when the temple was built in Jerusalem, outside the city walls, and deposit them there. When he did this, the priest had to wear his regular linen garment. The Arizal discusses the significance of this. And I am adding, the translator is not following the premise of evening before morning. This means the raising of ashes is not one of the first things performed by the priest. Please hold on 1 second. The priest personifies the attributes of silver, the whiteness of chesed. The temple service was divided between two classes of the tribe of Levi. The priests, which were those members of the tribe of Levi who descended directly from Aaron, and the Levites, which were all other members of the tribe. The priest officiated at the offering of the sacrifices, while the Levites also formed a choir and an orchestra, which accompanied the offering of certain sacrifices. The Levites represented the upward soaring of man's heart. Spiritually, a sacrifice consists of both an upward and a downward spiritual movement. The animal ascended in flames on the altar, signifying and affecting the elevation of man's animal nature into holiness. This elicited a downward flow of divine beneficence in response. The priest represented the downward response of the offering, since as a result of the rituals they performed, the slaughtering and the burning of the animal, divine fire descended from heaven onto the altar to consume the sacrifice. The Levites, in contrast, represented the upward soaring of man's heart, as expressed in the consumption of the sacrifice in the flames, in their music, and in their song. These two movements reflect the natures of the first and principal two sefirot of the emotions, chesed and gevurah. The downward flow of God's beneficence into the world expresses his chesed, while the ecstatic upward soaring of the soul expresses the ardent power, the gevurah of human love and yearning for Hashem, expressed in the song accompanying the sacrifice. The terms of color imagery, the sweet downward flow of chesed, is reflected in the pure transparency of water or the purity of the water colors white or silver, while the fiery flames of Giborah are reflected in the brilliance of red or gold. Accordingly, the two metals, silver and gold, are associated with the Sephirot of Chesed and Giborah, respectively. Shining forth from him is the whiteness of the head of Arishantin. The greater the intellectual understanding of a given concept, the greater the emotional response to it. Although the emotions are inspired by the intellect, they do not originate in the intellect. The intellect is a detached, cold, objective faculty, and therefore cannot produce an emotion, which is an excited, subjective response. All the intellect provides the emotions is their inspiration. That is the subject material to which the emotion responds. In fact, the greater the intellectual understanding of a given concept, the greater and more intense the emotional response to it. Although the intellect can stimulate and feed the emotions, it cannot produce them, since they are not intellectual by nature. I am adding, it is important to stress the above paragraph is the opinion of the translator, not the Ari. In my opinion, there is some truth and some untruth within this concept. Therefore, the emotions must have their own independent source in the soul, apart from the intellect. This source is in the partsuf of Arishantin, which is higher and precedes both the partsufim of the intellect, the Abba and Ima, and that of the emotions, their unpin. And here we see an interesting thing. While in the conscious part of the soul, the intellect is higher and precedes the emotions, in the superconscious will, in Arishantin, the situation is reversed. The source of the emotions is higher and precedes that of the intellect. In other words, up there in the superconscious parts of the soul, the emotions are superior to and more real than the intellect. It is only in our conscious lives that the intellect is superior to the emotions. Because in the process of becoming conscious, the emotions suffer a fall in that they become tainted by the ego. But up there, in our purer selves, our emotions are more the real thing than our intellect. This is reflected in our conscious lives as well, in the fact that the emotions are the true test of a person's personality. It is easy to spout allegiances and philosophies of life on an intellectual level. But the extent to which these have been truly integrated into a person's life becomes evident only when we see how he reacts emotionally to various things. In any case, the root of Chesed is in the superconscious, and it is the whiteness of Arishantin. The Sephirah of Chokmah as well refers to the high priest. The high priest was distinguished in a number of ways, from the rest of the priests, most markedly by the four extra garments he wore, the breastplate, the ephod, the headband, and the robe, and the fact that only he was allowed inside the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum of the temple, and then only once a year on Yom Kippur. His relationship to the rest of the priests was analogous to that between the priests and the laity, in that he wore special garments and had both special privileges and special duties. He was thus the most ardent He was the most special of the special, a sort of super priest, who embodied all the aspects of the priesthood, but in a much more absolute way. Therefore, if a priest in general may be said to be a manifestation of the Sefirah of Chesed, the high priest would be the manifestation of the Sefirah directly above Chesed, on the Sefirah tree, the Hakma. This is why the high priest was to wear linen clothes on Yom Kippur, as it is written, "He shall wear a holy linen robe." This is because sackcloth, which is linen, manifests the 400 worlds. On the head of a Rikam Jinn, there are 13 strands of hair. The text of the Arizal's teaching now refers to his explanation of these 400 words. In another text, which we will now quote, the dominant symbolic imagery in this passage is that of hair. Hair is considered to be alive, since it is constantly growing. But the life force it possesses is very limited, since it can be cut without causing any pain to the person. It therefore signifies a transference of a highly limited and diluted level of life force from the area of the body from which it issues. On the head of a Rikam Pin, there are 13 strands of hair and 13 white or bald areas. Four of the white areas, together with four strands of hair, extend behind and below the head of a Rikam Pin and reach down to the head of Zeran Pin. These hairs thus cover Abba and Ima. Thus, Arikan Pin, the will, produces hairs, through which its intense spiritual energy is transmitted to a highly diluted form, to the lower level of creation. They bypass the intellect, Abba and Ima, altogether. The intellect plays no role in the creation of the emotional Zeran Pin. These four hairs and four white areas are manifestations of the four yods in the Milui of the name Havaya, whose numerical value is 72. The four yods are used when spelling out the name Havaya, such that its numerical value is 72. This spelling out of the name is associated with the Sefirah of Chachma. The numerical value of each of these four yuds, its 10 and they, each inner include another 10. This yields 400, which is the numerical value of the word for sackcloth. The Hebrew word is sack. Inner inclusion is the hallmark of holiness. And you will find the mystical significance of hair earlier on the landing page for the writings of the Ari. Now the strands, the threads of the sackcloth manifest, and the hairs of the above-mentioned four strands of the hair of Arikam Pin, while the holes in between the threads of the sackcloth manifest the four white spaces. The latter look like black white paper on which is written black letters. The dark hairs, and in fact on the head of Arikam Pin, they are as white as white snow. Corresponding to these in the realm of evil, opposite the world of Atzilut, there are 400 red hairs. These are called the garment of hair of the red-haired Esau. Almost all aspects of the created order have corresponding entities in the realm of evil. As it is written, you have made one opposite the other. This is in order to afford man the possibility of the free choice. Nevertheless, the choice is weighted in favor of good and holiness, as the ensuing discussion will demonstrate. Whereas Abraham personified the divine attribute of Chesed, Isaac personified Geburah. Esau, the son of Isaac, personified the fallen, evil aspect of Geburah. He is therefore associated with the color red. And this accords with what I have taught you, that in the evil realm opposite the world of Atzilut, the only evil that has been rectified is that opposite Zeruntin and the Nukva, which are the archetypes of the wicked Esau and his wife. But the evil that is this opposite Abba and Ima of the world of Atzilut did not undergo the rectification process of becoming a Partsuf, but rather remained simple points. Similar to how the primordial kings, the Sephirot of Tohu, were before they were rectified. On the other side of evil, intellect is always subservient to emotions. Herein lies the essential superiority of intellect over emotion. Whereas the evil emotions, evil love, evil hatred, etc., can function harmoniously, they behave as a partsuf, the evil intellect cannot. On the other side of evil, intellect is always subservient to emotions. That is, it serves simply as a way to justify and rationalize the emotions and devise plans to satisfy them, rather than as a way to direct or influence them. In contrast, since the holy intellect can behave as a partsufim, it has the power of its combined elements working together and can therefore influence the emotions. Now, you already know that in the holy side of creation, there must be hairs in order to achieve proper rectification. That is, in order to diminish the light such that it can be channeled through the tubes of the hairs, is a highly filtered way. This is necessary in order that the lower realms be unable to bear the light without being nullified and dying, as happened originally. The concepts of these hairs, which form part of the rectification process, are not to be found in the evil that is opposite Abba and Ima of the world of Atzilut, only in the evil opposite Zeruntin and its Nukva, which are the archetypes of Esau and his wife. Hair is an element of rectification, appears only in the context of a partsuf. The phenomena of hair, which occurs in the realm of holiness at the level of Abba and Ima, occurs in the realm of evil at the level opposite Zeruntin and its Nukva. This is why Esau was born entirely covered with red hair, while Jacob, who was the archetype of Zeruntin of holiness, was not hairy. This is because the entirety of Atzilut is completely rectified, and therefore hair is necessary only at the level of Abba and Ima. Leaving Jacob without hair. The intensity of light at the level of Zeruntin, the emotions, is dim enough that there is no danger of it producing hair. The evil life force that will be channeled into the world as a result of this hair that of Esau, the evil is there unpin, will be enough to sustain the realm of evil, but not enough to empower it to perpetrate its designs on the creation. As we said above, the existence of a minimal amount of evil in the world is necessary in order to afford man free choice. This is the mystical meaning of the 400 men who accompanied Esau. They correspond to the 400 levels mentioned above, which is in turn are referred to as the 400 silver shekels with which Abraham paid for the Machpelah cave. Now the forces of evil seek to overcome this situation and undergo the rectification process of becoming a partsuf as well, all the way up to the levels that are opposite Arik Untim, Abba and Ima of Atzilut, and thus be able to channel their light through hairs the same way as it is done in the side of holiness. Referring to this, scripture states, if you will ascend like an eagle and put your nest among the stars, I will pull you down from there, says Hashem. For if God forbid, evil will be allowed to undergo this rectification process at the levels of Arik Anpin, Abba and Ima, the world will be destroyed. The sackcloth will then become white like silver and become like the holy linen tunic worn by the high priest on Yom Kippur. This is a contraction of the life force of holiness through the channel of hair to the realm of evil would be disastrous at these levels, since the intensity of their light is much greater than that of Zerunpin. Transmission of its life force this way from them to the realm of evil would grant evil much too much power. Now, when a person puts sackcloth on his loins, he weakens the power of those 400 hairs, whose numerical value is that of the word for sackcloth. This is also because these hairs are similar to sackcloth, which is made out of strands of hair-like material. He causes these supernal hairs to be whitened like white snow, and then the 400 white areas between them, called the 400 silver shekels, together with the energy in the empty holes between strands of the sackcloth, will shine forth through the holes in the sackcloth. The sackcloth will then become white like silver and become like the holy linen tunic worn by the high priest on Yom Kippur. For the word for linen in Hebrew, ba'ad, transforms into the word for sackcloth, sack, in the system of atbash. Thus ends our citation from elsewhere in the writings of the Arizal. We now return to the original text that we began with. Now, when an ordinary priest performed the duty of lifting up the ashes on the altar, he also had to wear a linen garment. The truth is that the priestly garments, other than those of the high priest, were all of linen, and all the priests wore these linen garments whenever they performed any of the rites in the temple. However, it is interesting to note that the fact that they were made of linen is not specifically mentioned when the mitzvah to prepare these garments is given, but it is mentioned here with regard to the mitzvah of lifting up the ashes. This would seem to indicate that the fact that the priestly garments were made of linen is somehow intrinsically connected to this mitzvah. The ashes are produced by the residual holiness of the altar and its inassailable elements, such that what is left is only ash, similar to dust. The fact that in the process of burning the sacrifices, there is a part of the animal that cannot ascend on high. The ash indicates that this element of the animal cannot be assimilated into holiness. When he removed this element, the priest had to wear linen garments in order to accomplish that which was described above in reference to the sackcloth. In other words, removing the residue of the sacrifice that could not be assimilated into divinity is analogous to neutralizing the 400 evil hairs of Esau, which provide sustenance for the forces of evil. In Chassidut, the Kabbalistic dynamic just described is translated into psychological terms, reflected and relevant to daily life as follows. The sacrificial service is paralleled by the process of prayer. In both cases, the animal elements of man are elevated and refined by the fiery passion of the heart, aroused by singing God's praises and contemplating his infinity. However, also in both cases, there is an element of residual animal life force that cannot be elevated in man. This ash is the depression he feels over his own animal nature after having experienced the transcendence of divine reality in prayer. Feeling the closeness of Hashem and the ecstasy of ascent should grant a person enough frustration with his material nature to inspire him to work on it, but not to throw him into depression. Depression, though not an explicit sin, is the gateway to all other sins, since it endangers despair and hopelessness. How tragic it would be for the holy experience of prayer and divine closeness to leave a person with the dejected feeling that he is own worthlessness that would in turn make him give up. Thus, before one even begins to pray, a person should separate himself from the negativity, this leftover ash that will result from his ardent, fiery service of God. Therefore, we read the passage of the Bible before morning prayers in order that it be as we perform this rite in the temple. We are thus protected with God's help from any negative side effects of ecstatic meditation and prayer. That's the end of the handout, the end of today's class. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a good night's sleep and sing shalom to you. Be well, you all. Shalom.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.